Good evening, one and all. Yes, Wednesday, middle of another week, and this is me, Barry, with a book and a chat. Well, I'm going away end of next week, back home for 10 days, see the family and stuff like that, and I've got my dates wrong. I know, I'm so sort of working out when I'm doing this and when I'm doing that. I actually called up the person for next week's show first off. But I introduced myself and we said, yes, we'll see each other next week. And that was it. But I did manage to get hold of the right person for this show, which is great. We have a lot of times on the show about learning about yourself, improving with yourself, making yourself better, but there's a whole curve to sort of, if you like, undo what perhaps you've been inbred with and taught with earlier on in the life, to be able to see the way forward, to be able to see how you can help yourself. My guest, well, he started a bit, I think it was well, let's find out first before I jump the gun, eh? Because on the show today I have the one and only Adam C. Hall. Hi, Adam. How are you doing?
Well, hi, Barry. Thank you. It's nice to be with everybody here on this hump day. And, well, excited to hear you're taking a journey to see the family and all the things you're doing. And, you know, let's see where we want to go today, because I think you and I would probably agree, and many of us, these are interesting times, to say the least, and
right,
chaotic and challenging in other ways. So why not explore maybe other possibilities and a way to kind of move through it all as gently and smoothly as we possibly can.
So your sort of adventure, your journey, if you like, it went to a few different places, didn't it? I mean, you started off in California and ended up in Peru or something like that, didn't you?
Yeah, and everywhere in between, if I do say, you know, kind of zigzagging the globe, but ultimately, you know, the journey is one of, you know, ultimately being out in the quest and wanting to explore, you know, our greater purpose, our greater mission, you know, whatever it is for ourselves in that personal, you know, path of seeking, so to speak, Barry.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it leads us right back to the same place we are, you know, sitting here on a nice Wednesday afternoon and also just jumping into the joy of it all. But the challenges along the way, I found, are particularly extraordinary, and this is a daunting time, but there's a journey that I went into, and I discovered some things that maybe aren't secrets, but they're secrets in a way, because it's a direct route to maybe cutting out the BS in our lives and getting right down to what we can do to fulfill why we're here and what we can, each of us can do to help out in this planet, because it's in a bit of a world of
right, indeed. You know, so what I mean? Indeed, so I mean, but you know, you go back to when all this started, sort of, well, before things turned, but, I mean, you were the sort of typical American, you know, successful person, real estate, you know, country club, family, children, silent, and then the whole thing sort of fell apart around you and left you, I guess, with, in a sort of a lost state.
Yes, I found myself really, like you described, at the pinnacle of success. And I think, you know, and all of us around the world in many ways want to achieve and provide for our families. I have three beautiful daughters and five granddaughters now, if you
wow.
can believe that. Wow. And just loving them. But the journey really said, well, wait a second. If I'm not any good to myself and I'm not doing something that is actually giving something forward for my children and their children, then, and I'm not really feeling that fulfilled or happy. So time to pivot, time to say, hey,
yep,
wait a second. I got to show up here. I got to get real with myself. And instead of sabotaging myself with, you know, the tequila in the evening and,
yep,
you know, having to take the Tums on the way to work. And, you know, there's just the misfiring, the shame and the anger, whatever it is for you, what it was for me, is like saying, wait a second, there's another way forward here. Got to go find out what it is. And a matter of fact, I got to face my own fears, because, you know, as you know, fear can be debilitating. I mean,
right,
it can lock us in one place, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I and that's how it started, because a bit like an onion. You know, you had to peel away those layers of, you know, bitterness, as you say, depression, and everything perhaps you thought was important in your life, and get back to, you know, to peel the layers away to the skin, get to the center, the core, not just for you know, your life, but also yourself, and what is your meaning, what is your view, how can you do stuff without looking at the ego and pretentiousness and everything that comes with a normal, you know, seems to come with a normal life.
Well, I love that, how you shared that. Obviously, it's the great cliche on the spiritual path, or the path of consciousness or mindfulness or whatever it is for you. And that is, let's peel it back. And of course, it reveals the gem of who we are. And in this particular case, you know, I wrote my latest book, The Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, is about revealing that genius within ourselves that already exists. Hence, the peeling back piece, which is the unlearning. You know, it's like, oh, we got to get this. If I only had this teacher, and if I only had this material belonging, and it's more like, what is out there if I only had first, like, hey, wait a second, there's something right here that I already have, and I just need to take my power to choose that core, that centerpiece that exists within all of us, which I call the genius. And that's the unlearning piece. And in other words, we don't need the priest, we don't need the teacher even, we don't need the guru. We are the teacher, we are the guru. And the genius process, as I lay out in the unlearning curve journey, is it reveals your own power to reclaim this authenticity and this joy for ourselves. And that's the idea of it. And I sounds like you're with me a little bit on that, because there's a lot of noise out there. You know, everybody's got something to say.
Yeah.
Everybody seemingly knows what they know it all.
Yeah.
No shit.
No, I mean, no, it's true. It's true. I mean, you know, everybody here on the show, you know, we get people all the time, you know, 6 ways to improve your life, 5 ways to do this, 2 ways to do this, you know. But at the end of the day, I said to a lady I had on the show last night, you know, when you're pointing your finger at somebody, there's 3 fingers pointing back at you. And you've got to look at, as you say, you've got to get through the learning, the thing that you were taught to expect, the things you were taught to do, the people you were taught to listen to, and start listening to yourself and finding about yourself. And it sounds like that's what you started off on your journey on, you know, to go through this unlearning curve.
Well, that's 100% right. And, you know, and a big high five to you on that, because we can all pop up and say, oh, there's 5 to this, and do these 10 things and take these steps. That's, you know, that's all fine and dumb, and not dumb, but that's all fine and good, so to speak. But, you know, I'm 60 now, and I'm recognizing, you know, the more I know, and I really don't know anything at all. Now, that's not to take away from who I am or my journey or what I'm offering in the world. It's only to say to the people I work with and the things I share in the world, it's your journey.
Right.
We can sit here and absorb all this book and listen to all these people and all these things, but when it gets down right at the end of the day, you know, you get to look in the mirror and you get to say, I choose not to live a separate life and an ego and a separate identity and all the shit that comes with it. I get to choose and to see my power, sharing my story, writing a new story, so we're not in the victim.
Right.
You know, we're not in that place, if you know what I mean.
Yep, no, I do. How did you sort of start along this path? Did you sort of, you know, find a teacher to start with, or was it something you sort of worked on yourself? Or how did you sort of start out along this unlearning path, if you like?
Well, it's you know, the journey, and this is a good, this is very relevant right now, because I think a lot of us are having a bit of a breakdown or a conundrum of our own lives. Like, where do we want to go from here? Like, millions of people are leaving their job and they're making money, but hey, that job didn't satisfy them.
You know? Right.
They're like, why am I doing something I don't love? I'm getting the hell out of here. It's not a matter of the money. I'm going to step into something that's more my truth, right? So there's an example. So my journey began with the breakdown and, you know, the proverbial midlife breakthrough, the midlife awakening, or some say it's a crisis. But the crisis is really an opportunity. The chaos is really an opportunity to move through and do a greater joy of our life, or to move, if we choose, or we can hide and put our head in the sand.
Uh-huh.
But the idea for me really was I had to get lost a little bit. And
yeah.
I had to meander around, like, am I interested in Eastern traditions like Buddhism or Zen? Am I interested in more Western traditions? I certainly, as heck, I wasn't interested in any religion or dogmatic approach or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. What was my more philosophical approach that I could resonate? So that just began my journey of exploration and, you know, and ultimately, you know, this stuff was all, you know, touchy-feely, the white light, new agey, you know, all fine and good,
right.
But I was ready for the fire. I was
right.
ready to get my you-know-what into
yeah.
the fire
yeah.
and alchemize my whole life and die away to that phoenix that rises up, that proverbial. So I had to get into indigenous wisdom, like shamanism specifically. I needed to get into other ways of looking at the mystical world and what the ancient indigenous ones offered and why that's relevant today. That's my journey. That's not everybody's journey.
Right.
But it all begins with one thing.
You want,
show up.
Exactly.
It's not about where you got to go. Just show up.
Show up. First step, and then the second step will follow. And then, yeah. Because I know you were into the Mayan culture. What is it? Student of the Course of Miracles. Did that really help you?
Well, you're saying two things there.
It's okay, sorry.
Them, it's a yes. It's a yes and a yes.
Right.
So I'm deeply fascinated as a fledgling Mayan cosmologist, and just briefly as it relates to other cosmologies, be it the Taoism or in this particular case the Mayan calendar, I love that because it uses archetypal energies and archetypes that are representations that can help me get unstuck out of a linear left brain that said, oh, I got to figure that out, I got to analyze that, but first be more creative, like, oh, that's interesting, that eagle, oh, wait a second, that owl, that spirit animal. So that's why I was interested in it. Plus, they have a proven algorithm in their math is to the T. It's one of the most accurate systems that we've ever known. And it helps us to understand our own flow of evolution, how we can flow in becoming co-creators of our lives instead of victims of the world we live in. So the Mayan piece it continues to be something I practice every day. A Course in Miracles piece is interesting because that's Gnostic Christianity. And there's a reason why the Christian churches, you know, just object entirely to A Course in Miracles, because it's the Course in Miracles says there's no need to be interfacing with a church or a priest or anything.
Mm.
You are the miracle.
Yep.
You are your own God. Yes, we have a brother named Jesus. Yes. We have a great mother and father, and the point really is how to move through our lives to resolve one problem and one solution and not have to mess around with all the morass, but one problem and one solution. So A Course in Miracles offers that way forward. It's a big part of my...
Okay. What are the 13 wisdom teachings?
Well, those came forth in the journey of divine genius, the unlearning curve. I spent some time in 2012 with what I referred to as Ascended Master.
Mm-hmm.
And the gems that came forth is what I share with the reader. And I offer to everybody as a way to move beyond the one problem of separation and ego mindset into the one solution of choosing the authentic self, the truly who we are, and to bring forth each of our own soul offering, our own purpose and mission in our life. So it's a choice. But if you don't know how to get to the place where you're going to choose, then how do you, and you don't know what your choices are, A or B, then we're stuck in the old mindset, like we're just trapped in this idea of being separate and disconnected from each other and nature. In the meantime, we're destroying the planet, and the patriarchal is taking, you know, just doing whatever it does. It doesn't work. It got us in a heap of mess. Now we got to make a new choice. So I'm inviting everybody in the Genius to step into these wisdom teachings, these 13 wisdom teachings, very powerful, very profound, and really re-examine the thought system and unlearn the thought system that's the problem that keeps us separate, and just open into a new way of thinking, a new mindset that I call the Genius mind. Mm-hmm. And these 13 wisdom teachings are a pathway, a map for the,
okay,
for the reader to do that. So hopefully it makes some sense. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So in your book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, how do you help a person? Is it just about you, or in telling us your own story, you can then help other people learn from your journey?
It's a yes and. The yes and is, it's this book is the second part of my life trilogy. And what is so radically new within this piece of work is it's revealing in real time through my own personal experience. It's revealing as a storyteller, a shamanic storytelling. It's revealing my own personal experience, but also, what do you do about it?
Mm.
I mean, we can have all these things, and we can go out on the spiritual path, and we can gain all this seemingly information, but how do we turn it into wisdom? How do we make that in that journey into a place of knowledge and experience, which empowers us to be ourselves? So the Divine Genius takes us from a storytelling of my own experiential journey, because you certainly want a guide that's not some hokey dokey pretending, you know, phony and imposter. So I share vulnerably what is going on, but at the same time, I reveal how the reader, and this is what I do with my clients as well, how you can move those and apply them in your life. And so, without application, without pragmatic approach, Barry, I think you would agree, it's just a bunch of noise. We've got plenty of noise.
Exactly.
Right?
And obviously, you know, with your teachings and coaching and speed and the book and stuff like that, you help people speed up on this unlearning curve.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we think that the world is going fast, but guess what, folks? The internal process of our own psycho-spiritual nature is very slow. Oddly, our biology, our physical body, is regenerating itself every 7 years. But our inner psychology, we get stuck in our past traumas and our limiting beliefs. And this is where we live in the future's past. In other words, we're stuck in the story of what was yesterday and not present now to fully step into what is you can bring us greater joy or greater purpose in our life. So the idea here of this book, it's a quickening.
Mm.
It's in metaphysical speak, it alchemizes your journey to quantum leap into the quintessence of your authentic self, your genius self. So this is a direct route. You're not going to be heading over to from LA to New York, so to speak, and deciding you want to go to Washington or Toronto. This is a direct route for you, wherever you are, to wherever you want to go, and it offers a way along the journey to fulfill that. A way, not the only way, But anyway,
right?
Why not do it now? Why wait lifetimes?
Exactly.
Why wait decades?
Yeah, people. A lot of times, people wait too long. That for whatever reason, whether they're afraid, whether they think it's wrong. I mean, and not just sort of in this sort of thing. You know, in relationships, for instance, you know, people sit in a, you know, stay in a marriage, an unloved marriage, because their family were like it, or it's abuse. You know, and they were raised in a family that's like this and that. You have to do it. You can't put stuff off. You use the words divine doing and divine being. What's the difference between the two?
Well, that's a perfect example of what you just said, and we can lead into divine being. I'll make it succinct here and quickly. And of course, I invite everybody to drop into the book. But it's you can put things off. And when we put up, we're living in a state of fear. In other words, we don't do anything because we fear that idea of what's unknown and the change. I share in my work, everything is either fear or love. It's pretty simple. When we're in our fear, we're really stuck and frozen and living in our past and afraid to step into our greater potential. It's already given what that is. So the idea of divine being, let's start with divine being, is that we're in our place of our authentic self. And we're doing things in the world. In other words, it's an inside-out job.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're in our divine being, our authentic being, or our geniuses, as we call it, then we're in our authentic place. We're in our connected space where we're connected with our family, our beloved, our community, our work, and we're coming from a place of joy. We're coming from a place of abundance. Whereas when we're separate and we're in that ego mindset, we're in that place of disease. We're in that place of fear. We get stuck in that place. So the idea of divine being and divine doing is one of how we want to have a life experience. Is it separate, or is it in the wholeness and in the joy of who we are in our greater abundance? That's the idea. You have a choice, folks. This is a great time to make this choice, because the universe and everything around us is inviting us. And that's just the question. Do you want to show up to make that choice, to leap into that?
And that's the thing, as you said, you know, to take that first step, to decide. You know, it's down to you. You're the person who can decide it. Never mind. I mean, if you like, it's going back to this sort of basic knowledge we were born with, to what there is now, because the original wisdom, we're all born with that stuff, and then it gets tainted by other people's views, by what you're told, you know, sort of thing like that. And it's down to you, the person, to go back to reclaim that original status.
Yes, Barry, you know, thanks for bringing that up, because that is the power we have, is to reclaim that original status, that original truth. And this is it sounds so complex, but it isn't. It's that simple and that straightforward. And you know, it's like, why would we continue to hide or feel shameful or feel unworthy? We all are worthy.
Mm.
We all are here to be present. I speak to every one of us in a call to my own self to step up most fully, to get beyond my own shame, my own unworthiness, my own abilities to say, hey, I'm going to live in that story. No, I'm not going to live in that story. The invitation today is we can move beyond all the daunting challenges we face individually and collectively on this planet, because we get to choose the story and the outcome. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's what brings me so much optimism about our planet and going forward to just hang out with you, Barry, and hang out with others so that we can do the good work and and have some fun doing it, if you know what I mean.
And dude, and you do. I mean, you yourself, aren't you the founder of the Earthkeeper Alliance, you know, with all the trees and stuff like that? Isn't that something you do?
Well, my passion is around the earth. Mother Nature, Gaia, has been my greatest teacher. I live in a garden. The mythology of that we were thrown out of the birth, out of the Garden of Eden, the creation story is put forth in the Bible is a bunch of BS.
Yep.
We were never thrown out of the garden. We belong in the garden. We are the garden. The garden resides within us, and we reside in the beauty of the garden of this planet. And it's just a silly story that led all of us astray. And my work is to continue to replant the garden, both my internal garden, keep it healthy, keep it vibrant, so I can grow corn with it, as we say in my shamanic lineage, but also to support the reemergence of the planet. There's something incredible, Barry, that's happening right now as we're talking. And this is what we can learn of how we can move forward. And Mother Nature is saying this loud and clear to each of us. You can regenerate your life. You can regenerate your body. You can regenerate your mind. You can regenerate your environment and rebirth yourself into a whole new way of existing, because that's what Mother Nature does.
Indeed.
Remarkably. If we pay attention and stop destroying that and adapting that wisdom for ourselves, we're going to move through this in a big way, and we're going to live fully now, not tomorrow. This isn't tomorrow. This is now. So hopefully that feels right and makes sense to people.
Oh, it does. And the whole show has been really interesting on such things, and a lot of senses you've talked there, a lot of I'm sure a lot of people out there are thinking about it, make people think, which is great. But we are running out of time, Adam. So what I'm going to do now is hand the show over to you so you can tell everybody where people can find out more about you and, of course, your books.
Well, wonderful, Barry. It's just so fabulous to be here with you. Thank you. Bless you. Thank everybody for listening and just taking an important part out of your day. And you feel free to check out my work at www.adamhall.solutions, www.adamhall.solutions. I want to offer to each of you something that I've just given away. It's a little ebook called The Little Book of Genius, Wisdom for Abundance. Isn't it time to end the lack and scarcity in our lives? So you can check out this little book. It's full of affirmation, ideas. It shares these 13 wisdom teachings in ways that are grasping, and you can embrace the abundance of your life. So there's some other cool stuff on there that you may enjoy, a meditation on manifestation, a life assessment. And, of course, my book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, is available on Amazon worldwide. Check it out. And if you're so inclined, the week of October 16th, I'll be at the Global Oneness Summit, hosting the Global Oneness Summit. I just had a conversation with Bruce Lipton, Alberto Villaldo, Chamonix Jane. Also did a one-on-one with Lynn McTaggart. If you like Lynn, she is awesome. And also the Paul Hawken, you know, the foremost environmentalist on the planet. So check out Global One this week as well. A lot of exciting things.
Well, thank you so much, Adam. Good luck with the book, and thank you, and with the other stuff you've got coming up. Thank you so much for such an interesting show.
Well, thank you, Barry. Be well.
And you. Well, there you go. My guest today, Adam Hall. Terrific. Very, very interesting and thought-provoking there. Talking about his book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve. That's it for this week. I will be back on Sunday with my music shows from 5 to 6. Those are the days. And I forgot what the theme is. I think it's dancing this week for the next couple of weeks. And then after that, from 6 to 7, we have the Swinging 60s, with music from the 60s, but from all around the world, just not the British Invasion now. Well, that's it. As always, I've got one thing left to say. Don't forget...